This is a Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, talking with fellow human design enthusiasts, reflectors specifically, and today myself, as I and we embrace our unique human design. Welcome, beautiful souls. Geez, it has been a while since podcasts. You know, I've been doing a lot around here. I've just been in my own little bubble and really enjoying it. And I've kind of like retreated. You know, I've got gate 33 a lot in my chart. I've got a lot of retreat in my chart. And it is a beautiful gift to oneself to sometimes sit in the void post contraction. And I did a little bit of a Instagram story on my viewpoints on contraction and expansion. And often sometimes we are really needing in that contraction space to hold and sit in the void before we can expand back out, you know. There's a lot to be said about integration. And I speak about that as well. And integration is often not spoken about enough either. But the void, sitting in the void, sitting in the pause, sitting in that space actually happens before integration. So I like to use a lot of this contraction and expansion and sitting in the void with people when they're learning human design. Because if you've been following this podcast for a while, you know that even on your journey, it's just like, oh my gosh, I've just found this. And what is it? And how can I find out everything I need to know so that I can start applying it to my life? You know, it gets really manic. And those of us that have been in this space for a while, I sound like an old lady, you know, in my day. But those of us who have been sitting in this for a while, years, we understand that it's not something you can rush. And I guess by my saying of the contraction and expansion, it's just like in the contraction, you are learning. In the contraction, you are absorbing, you are taking in this information, this human design information. What does this mean for me? Oh my gosh, I just found out I'm a reflector. How can I get all the information? It's just like in that moment, you are retracting, right? You are withdrawing, you are taking it into your body, all of this information. And then a lot of us, raising my hand here, because I was very guilty of this. I'm like, well, I know everything now because I got a first line and I researched it and I can just go and do all these things. But it didn't work like that. And it still to this day doesn't work like that. Because what happened is I kind of still burnt out because I didn't allow myself this moment of pause or void to be able to hold what I had learned and give myself this grace to sort of like massage it and feel it and experience it before I started to integrate it. So the integrating is really about then how can you apply that to your life? And once you've kind of got through that phase of learning human design, that's when you can really expand out. Yeah, that's when you can kind of just go, right, I kind of feel it. I know how this feels and I can now expand out. And it's like a breath, you know, imagine like the jellyfish, you know, the jellyfish goes up and down. That's exactly what contraction and expansion looks and feels like for me. And it's always, always flowing. And your journey through human design will always flow like that. It's a constant inhale and exhale, or a contraction and an expansion. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because it was something that I've been working a lot in with myself this year, because this year really pulled me back into a contraction. And then when I thought I could kind of come back out, because, you know, I was physically able to, and I was like a charging bull. It was just like, oh, you can't restrict me. And now I can run and do all these things. But what happened is I kind of like started tripping over my legs. I started tripping over myself because I was so gung-ho to get back on the, you know, proverbial air quoting here, wheel, or the, you know, the the path of working that I had didn't give myself enough moment or grace to acknowledge that so much had changed within me. So much had changed in also in my outer world, and I needed to sort of sit and look around and observe and feel. And so that's kind of where I've been, you know, questioning a lot of things, which in if you've been following, again, if you've been following me for a while, if you've been following this podcast, it's very normal for us to go through these constant waves. Again, thinking of like a jellyfish, you know, the up and the down, or the inhalation and the exhalation. There is nothing wrong with that. Yet we always kind of like, oh, got to keep going, or, you know, or, oh my gosh, you know, am I being perceived as being lazy? And we've just really got to meet ourselves with a conditioned aspect. I always say, whose voice is that? So anyway, that's where I've been. So much more to it than that, but I wanted to share that because I think it's very helpful for people to feel into that space and understand that, you know what, you're not batshit crazy. You haven't done anything wrong. It's just a part of the cycle of life. And we're all going to go through these phases, and we're all going to go through these phases of having a deep love affair with human design or the gene keys. And then other times we're going to be like, well, no, I need a break. And that's okay, because we all need to come in and out sometimes. And if you do use human design in your work, I know I use it in my work. Sometimes I use it a little bit more than others. Like there are times where I get a little bit fed up with it. And as long as I know the nuts and bolts, and when I say the nuts and bolts, it's like if I understand that somebody's in, you know, an emotional manifesting generator, for example, and they're a 6-2, I understand that. I don't need to always go into the deep dive of their human design if they're not ready. But me knowing that about them helps our relationship. It helps me guide them and support them better. It also helps me just give them that top level approach that they can appreciate. So regardless of what you're doing, that's, you know, it's a beautiful way to do it. You don't always have to go deep, because we're not always ready is what I'm trying to say. We're not always ready to deep dive. We need to kind of sometimes take little chunks, come in and out, dip in and out, dip in and out. And many things are going to light up us. If you've been listening to some of the other podcasts that I've been doing with other people, you know, we just get lit up with different things. And accepting that about ourselves is a wonderful gift. It's hard because, again, conditioning says you got to stick with one thing. But it's like, why can't I just be excited about all of life's experiences? And why can't I randomly decide that this lights me up or that lights me up, and maybe tomorrow that's not going to light me up anymore? So even just another example here, I've been doing some different kind of like coaching and mentoring aspects as a part of the work that I do here in my own physical bones practice. And I realize that I'm kind of a little bit bored with that already. And it's not that I'm bored with my clients. I'm just like, how can I shake this up a little bit more? And so I've already adapted the next version of this, which I'm going to be doing next year. And I'm always evolving. I'm always changing. And in the past, I used to beat myself up about that because I'd be like, why can't you just stay on target? And I'm like, because I'm not supposed to. And that's what makes it exciting, and that's what makes it fun. And that's why also people can't catch up to me. Like I don't know about you, but sometimes people will say to me, I just can't pin you down. And I'm like, because I don't want you to. It's not that I don't want them to, but it's just like, I'm a leaf in the breeze. And, you know, what lights me up and what, you know, makes my heart sing is always fleeting and flowing and moving. But you know what? It's been a while. And human design is still here. And I always say to myself, and I say to my partner, and I say to my family, you know, when something has been in my orbit for 5 years, you know, 6, 8 years or whatever it is, and I just keep coming back to it, then you know it's a keeper. Then you know it's something that I've really embodied and I've really implemented, and I'm becoming a master in that space. And I've got some beautiful girlfriends. I'm speaking to you, Kaz, and they are the same with astrology. And it's like something, and they reflect it too, another 5-1. It's something that they have known for 20 odd years or more and studied, and it's just a part of them. So, you know, that no one can sway that. It's just a part of us. So yeah, human design for me, it's one of those. It's one of those things. Birth and all that kind of stuff is another, but you know, human design. That's why, hey, been doing this podcast for over 2 years. May I just also say that in October, just gone, it was my 2-year anniversary of doing this podcast. Now, I've had a few little breaks. You know, I haven't always been consistent with my weekly. Sometimes I've gone away for a month. Sometimes it's been 2 weeks. Sometimes it's been a couple of months. But anyway, it's been 2 years. So happy anniversary to Reflective Reflections podcast. 2 years. So much has happened. You know, I look back and I even randomly in October watched the first episode that I ever did, and I was like, oh, Annie. You know, when you watch, you're like, oh, you sweet, sweet girl. It's only 2 years ago. But still, I look back and I'm like, you were such an innocent child in this space. I still am. And I'm going to look back in maybe another 2 years' time and I'm going to, you know, watch this video and it'll be the same. But, you know, so much has happened and I've met so many amazing, beautiful people, and we've shared our stories and we've shared tears and laughter. And I'm just so grateful. I really am. I cannot express it enough how this podcast has changed my life. And I know a lot of people, when they get into podcasting or they get into whatever they're doing, they want it to be, you know, a bigger thing than what it is. My intention has always been, I just wanted to connect with like-minded souls, and wherever it landed and wherever it, you know, led me, and that was what was going to happen. And I have met the most phenomenal people, and one of those people is actually here, like just having beautiful friends now who are fellow reflectors and fellow human design enthusiasts that I can really share my life with. And they really know or understand me, and I understand them, because we've met at this point in time of just, you know, really learning about ourselves and appreciating our path. So there's that. Happy anniversary. As I said, happy anniversary again. Here's to more years and more involvement. And I guess speaking into that, we are taking a little bit more of a personal shift with the podcast. I still want to share stories. I still want to talk with people. I still want to be in the community. But I also realized that I do a lot of things behind the scenes, and it's actually shot me in the foot, because people are not aware that I do the things that I do. So, you know, for the last 2 years, I guess you haven't heard much about Annie. You have when you listen to a podcast, but some people have sort of said to me, well, you just support other people. And I'm like, yeah, I do. But I've taken that a little bit to heart and gone, well, instead of fluffing everybody else up, why am I not also fluffing myself up? And I've really sat with that and gone, well, why? I've always liked being a supportive person. I've always really liked caring and nurturing for other people. But again, I've had to really sit in that space and go, well, why? What? Why? I know that I'm a left angle cross. Like, I know that, you know, as a 5-1, I'm more about the other than myself. I get all that. I've gone through my chart. But there's also a part of me that hides, you know, and this is a trauma response from my birth. Another part of my work that I do is birth trauma and repatterning from birth. So I do a lot of rebirthing. And so rebirthing myself and realizing that there is a huge part of trauma that it kind of like I shut down and I become quite invisible. And I'm not the kind of person who will talk about myself or share a lot of what I'm doing. I'm reserved. I do want to, but it feels really uncomfortable for me. And so when I look into my trauma and I look into my past, I was kind of overlooked a lot. And so my coping mechanism has always been to stay small, stay quiet. I still will do that. I'm never going to be a really outward boasty kind of person. Not to say that that's a problem for anybody else. It's just me personally. I do care about other people deeply, and I like being a support person. I like being a wing woman. You know, I really do enjoy that. Years ago in my corporate space, I had the opportunity to be one of the top managers because I was like the 2IC, the second in charge. And I didn't like it because being second in charge is just like you can hide behind the guy, but you can also like make things happen a lot more and fix things. And I'm very much, again, tell me you're a fifth line, give me a problem and I'll solve it. You know, it's like that Vanilla Ice always comes every time I say that. She's like, Ice, Ice, baby, doom, 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 showing my age. But you know, it's just like, give me a problem and I'll solve it. I am one of those kind of people that people, well, someone can say, I've got this issue. What do you think I should do? And I'm like, and I just know. And some of it is a lot, very practical experience. It's also the reason I became a counselor. It's just like, because I can't solve or fix people, but I can give them really good solutions and say, have you thought about this? Also cross a distraction. Anyway, I just wanted to share that part of where, you know, 2024 is going to go with the podcast. And I'm really inviting more of these kind of like back and forth conversations and deep. Again, it's just, it just keeps getting deeper. But at the same time, I don't want to neglect those that are just finding human design, especially, you know, new reflectors. Sorry, you've always been a reflector, but those that are coming into this and just found it out, it's like we want to be able to support you and go, well, how can we get from, you know, A to D, let's just go D, A, B, C, D, A to D, not quickly, but with the least amount of resistance. And with so much information out there at the moment on the internet, it is really noisy. It's been noisy for the last few years. It's kind of getting more noisy again. And I think it's going to get noisier as we really ramp into upcoming 2027. And I'm starting to feel into that as well. So lots happening. Sorry for my rambling. I just felt like chatting and sharing a little bit of where we are at and things that are happening. I think, and I'm not sure if I should announce it yet or not, but fuck it, you know, I have no secrets. So for the 2 years ago, as part of this beautiful podcast, I invited Amber Clements on. She was my first guest on the Reflector Reflections podcast. We have caught up numerous times since in person, and we caught up, I think, another session on this podcast. The last time that we caught up was pretty much around this time last year, a year ago, and I remember us sitting and we were eating Japanese. and I was sharing with her my desires to bring more collaboration and community here into the Australian space. Because so much of it, and I you know, for you guys listening overseas, you've got your hubs, but for us, we're like in the middle of nowhere. Like we are the island in the middle of the Pacific. It's really hard, and it's really hard for us to get to a lot of events because you have it at different time zones. So it's always been something in the back of my mind that I wanted to bring, and Amber was like, absolutely, 110%, I've been thinking the same. And of course she has, because over the past, especially this past year when we've decided to really, you know, like work together, how similar we are, because we are the same age and we are born 7 days apart. And even though we've got different, you know, few different variables in our chart, there's something about us that always kind of like we feel each other. And we're kind of like, you know, navigating the trajectory very similarly with a different nuance. You know, she's got a different cross and she's a 1-3, I'm a 5-1, like different things like that. So anyway, we formed a partnership. We formed this beautiful partnership. We decided that bugger it, we're going to do it, and we're going to bring beautiful events and conferences here to Australasia, specifically Australia. And so that's what we've been doing behind the scenes for the last few months. We've been building setting the program and securing the venue. And we're bringing, my friends, we are bringing a human design conference here to Australia next May. So on the 24th to the 26th of May, we are bringing a human design conference here, Australasia Human Design Conference. It's all legit. It's all official. We've booked our beautiful location down in Kingscliff, New South Wales at the Mantra Salt, which if you're familiar with Kingscliff, it is just it's such a beautiful space. And we wanted it to be very coastal, very Australian, very relaxed, lots of open air, just that kind of vibe. Now, because it's two reflectors curating this, of course, with the experience that Amber and I bring, it's never going to be a normal, boring conference. So we have, our program is immersion. It is about embodiment, immersion, and learning and having fun and connecting and collaborating and experiencing. So there's our kind of themes for it. So I won't go too much into it on this little brief. You can hear more as we officially launch, but I think we're 90% there, you know. Two reflectors working as well as running their own businesses, it's always going to be a little bit hit and miss. But you know what? I think we've done a massive, massive job. So if you are listening, if you know anybody in Australia who, if you want to come down here, come on down and explore it. So 24th to 26th of May next year, we are holding and hosting our first ever conference on human design here in Australia. So we're going to have some beautiful speakers. I'm not going to announce anything more. That's all I'm going to say. So anyway, I've got a beautiful podcast dropping with Kayla because I was on her podcast recently and I really enjoyed chatting with her. I love her vivaciousness. I love just how she thinks about things differently. So that'll be coming out really soon, and I'm lovingly invite you to listen to that. It was recorded a couple of weeks ago. So looking forward to sharing the love, sharing the space a little bit more with you. I hope these solo episodes greet you well. Please always share with me things that you'd like to know or things that you'd like for us to talk about, specifically reflectors or just human design and gene keys. Let's open up Pandora's box, my friends. If you are interested in being on the podcast and sharing your story, please reach out. No matter how, you know, few years or later years you've done, it doesn't matter. There's no time. Time's irrelevant. So share with us, you know, share your story, share you and how, you know, how you're going and it, because it helps everybody. Everything helps somebody. One of these podcasts that I've done over the last 2 years has helped just one person. Actually, it's helped more than that. But if anything can help one person in the world, then we're doing the right thing because that's what it's all about. All right. Wishing you love, sending you lots of love. Take care. Mwah.